worrying about the power crisis and Brazil's Supreme Court sides with Netflix over Gay Jesus Comedy. Lewis Hamilton pledges $500,000 to Australian bushfire cause, and Serena Williams into the semi-finals in windy Auckland. Details coming up at 8:30.
All right, out on your roads this morning on the Mike 1 northbound is a stationary vehicle that's near the Grayson Drive exit. That's causing some delays in Germiston on the N3 northbound. Look out for a stationary vehicle that's near Gelden Hastings to change. That's causing some delays as well. Fairland is not spared either on the N1 northbound. Another accident just before the 14th Avenue exit. That's causing queuing traffic in both directions as well. And if you're looking for faulty traffic lights, there's plenty around the city this morning, starting off with Pretoria Street and Park Street in Auckland, at South Street and President Street out in central Johannesburg, at Glenhove Road and the M1 Highway, and in Waverley at Scott and Sterling this morning. If there's any other traffic problems that you may encounter, you're welcome to tweet us at UJFM Breakfast.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Good morning, I'm Michelle Mukale. With rolling blackouts set to continue across the country, Eskom is reminding customers that load shedding is an essential and control measure to ensure that the integrity of the grid is not compromised. The struggling utility has now implemented stage 1 until 11 p.m. That's after stage 2 ended at 6 a.m. this morning. It says the prognosis for the day has improved as some generating units returned to service. Eskom says its diesel generators will only be used in the event of emergencies to back up its other units. The utility says due to inadequate maintenance over the years, the system remains vulnerable to unplanned outages and breakdowns. Eskom Dikatso Mutai.
We will give South Africans regular updates about our prognosis for the weekend and the coming work week. We continue to ask customers to reduce demand as a concerted collective effort can help to avoid or reduce the level of load shedding.
Now, the presidency has denied that President Cyril Ramaphosa was misled by the Eskom leadership when he told the nation that load shedding will be suspended until later this month. In December, Ramaphosa cut short his official trip to Egypt after Eskom implemented stage 6 rolling power cuts due to several unforeseen factors, including wet conditions and alleged sabotage. Multiple U.S. officials and the prime ministers of Canada and the U.K. now all say the Ukrainian airplane that crashed on Wednesday was shot down by Iran. American military and intelligence officers have been analyzing satellite and radar data, which they say shows two surface-to-air missiles striking the plane. All 176 people on the plane were killed. Many of them were Canadian.